Welcome to Continuum, a weekly program here on early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. with me, my co-host, Ty St. Julian, and we do have some rather really early music today, and it's appropriately called Binkley Times 2. Now, if you don't know what Binkley means, I'll explain it. Thomas Binkley was the one who really founded an ensemble that was active between 1960 and 1980, who performed basically early music, really early music, medieval and sometimes dipping into the early Renaissance, but basically medieval music. It was called the Studio der Frühen Musik, a German name which means the studio for early music. Binkley was teaching at the Schola Cantorum in Basel, Switzerland, and he put together this initial ensemble, which included not only himself, but also Andrea von Rahm, a fantastic mezzo-soprano, and who played a number of other instruments. There were also some singers, Nigel Rogers, and then Willard Cobb, and later on Richard Levitt. The ensemble actually replaced the previous ensemble that was known for early music, which was the New York Pro Musica. And then after the Studio der Frühen Musik disbanded in 1980, some of the early music went to really choral music and Gothic voices were founded. So we're going to listen to two recordings that the Studio der Frühen Musik made. The first is from the Comina Burana. And I'm sure most of our listeners know that Karl Orff, contemporary 20th century composer, did a setting of some of the poems from the Carmina Burana, and which has become a very, very important and likable 20th century composition. Carmina Burana actually means the Songs of Byron, and Byron is short for the name Benedict Byron, which is where the manuscript was found. And it was found sitting on a shelf unbeknownst before the year that it was found, which was 1803. It contains mostly bawdy, irreverent, and satirical songs that were written actually primarily in medieval Latin, a few of them in High German, and some of them actually in Old French. The amazing thing about these songs were that they're written by students and clergy when the Latin idiom was the lingua franca across Italy and Western Europe for traveling scholars. Most of the poems and songs appear in the work of the Galliards, the clergy, mostly students, who set up and satirized the Catholic Church. And that's why some of these songs can get to be rather bawdy. And also, it's a little bit difficult to schedule performances of these songs in appropriate venues. So we're going to begin with some songs from the Comina Burana featuring the Studio der Frühen Musik.
We begin with songs that deal with morals and mockery, and songs that deal with love and springtime. First, Fas et Nefas Ambulant, that's one of the morals and mockery. Justice and injustice walk almost in step. Then two love and spring songs, Veri Dulcis in Tempore. Here two sisters talk of love beneath a tree newly blooming in the spring. Then Estivali sub Fervore, another spring song, and the poet is delighting in the sight of a lovely shepherdess as he sits beneath a tree. And then another morality song, In Gedeonis Aria, on Gideon's barn floor lies dry the spread-out fleece. The robe is destroyed by the moth. The performers again, the Studio der Frühen Musik, under the direction of Thomas Binkley.
Fas et nefas ambulant, pene passo pari, prodigus non credibit, vitium avari, virtus temperantia, quadam singulari, ebet medium, ad utrumque vitium, cauti contemplari. Si legis et memoras, et iclam catonis, in quas virtum legitur, ambulat cum bonis. Cum ad anni gloriam, animum disponis, sub et cetera, primum hoc considera, quisi dignus sonis. Multulice hilari, verbulice plando, si se qualis omnibus unum tame mando,
si vis recta gloriam promere ridando, primum videas, granum inter palleas, cui desse quando.
Ara in anno tam venit, ambis avietute, unum e secundum quid,
set non absolute,
digne dare poteris, emere ritute, fama muneris, sime prius moveris, impus et incute. Si prudenta tritigum, paleis e mundas, fama mimis muneres,
et caveto domdas, larga tatis oleum, valle non ne fundas, in te glorior,
cum sin quadro potrior, omnibus abundas.
Dulcis in tempore Florentis dat super bore Juliana cum sorore Dulcis amor Quite care doc tempore fit filial. Exe flores contor bores, last si vecanunt volum. Tempescunt virgines dulcis amor quite care doc tempore fit filior exe flores cunt lili Virgines dant gemina summo deorum carmina dulcis amor quite care doc tempore fit
Thank you. tempor regnulsus domin capatur, leno profetat pecore, rotat interpretator, et disputat cum retore, vitat sed et mirator, quod virius tus tollatur, et assuntos cefervore, sententias loquatur. Breve vire dispiria,
one of the two so-called moral mockery songs from the Carmina Burana, then Gedeone's aria, and in between there we did have two love songs, and featuring again the Studierfrohn Musik under the direction of Thomas Binkley. Just like to mention that the Carmina Burana contains 55 songs of morals and mockery. We just heard a couple of them, 131 love songs, and really the most probably more interesting and active songs are the ones that are 40 drinking songs and gaming songs. And even some of the illuminations in the manuscript do show some people playing games. Backgammon particularly. So I didn't know backgammon went back that far. But obviously it does. Our program today is called Binkley Times 2, and we heard Binkley Times 1 because he directed those performances of the Carmina Burana. Now we're going to Binkley in his second performance.
And these are all pieces by this recording that is devoted to the music of the troubadours, the trouvères, and the minstrels. The troubadours were the poet-composers of northern France, rather southern France. The troubadours were the poet-composers of Provence, or southern France. The trouvères came a little bit later, and they were the poet-composers of the north of France. And then, of course, the minstrels was a rather general name for the British and other persuasions of poet-composers. We're talking about around 1300. First, à l'entrada del temps clair. This is definitely a troubadour. The queen dances on the first day of the bright season to renew joy and provoke the jealous and to show she is madly in love. And then by Raumbaut de Vaikaras, Galenda Maya, neither the first day of May, nor budding trees, nor birdsong, nor new fragrant flowers can cheer me until I receive a message from you declaring your love. And then one of my favorite composers, because this is a woman, Beatrice Daddia, also known as the Contessa Daddia. The Contessa Daddia, by the way, is the name of one of my cats. A chantar. I must sing. I feel such great pain over him whose friend I hold myself. I love him so, but my love is not returned. My noble blood, my gifts, my emotion have their worth. Therefore I send this song as my messenger. I want you to know that pride hastens the downfall of many.
Alla mia, 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 alla la svira, sentira, postans che il vostro attira, caus mira, cospira, cui dans con con sospira.
Thank you. lats mi mut ke o da mar vas vens lo meus amics carets lo plus valens mi faits orgoglien dicet en parvens e si et francs vas totas autras
Thank you.
Three selections from the Studio der Frohen Musik recording of the Troubadours, Trouvères, and Minstrels. We heard All'Entrada by an anonymous composer, Calenda Maya by Rambo de Vacarez, and ending with A Chantor by the Contessa d'Adia. We're going to close with four selections from their recording of the Comina Burana.
First, Accefebusario, Phoebus illuminates the heavens. Spring brings birds to the meadow, and I am tortured by Venus' merry rondelay. I am torn between two loves. Then, Exegratum, spring long yearned for brings back joy. The meadow is flowered, the birds are singing, and all is made gay by the sun. Tellus flore, the earth is clad with flowers, the nightingale sings, welcoming spring. And finally, tempus est jucundum, be joyful, maids, be merry, lads. The nightingale's song resounds, and I am in love, let us dance.
Sono Venus ad in un forse modulante, filo della tua. tractatum et optatum reducit gaudia. Futuratum floret gratum sol serena tomnia. Laniam sedam tristia, estas ridit, nunc recedit, die misse vitia. Decrescit grando vis, et cetera. Pruma fugit, etiam subit, verus Deus subera. Il inences misera, quin equivit, vec lascivit, sub estatis dextera.
Thank you. tempus est jucundum, o virgines, modo con gaudete vos juvenes. Oh, oh, totus florio, iam amore virginale totus ardeo, novus novus amor est eterio. Cantat Philomela, sic dulcit est, et modulans auditur in tis caleo. Oh, oh, totus floreo, iam amore virginale totus ardeo, novus novus amor est eterio. Flos est puellarum quam diligo, et rosa rosarum quam sete video. Oh, oh, totus florio, iam amore virginami totus ardeo, novus novus amor est eterio. Mea me confortat promissio, mea me deportat negatio. Novus novus amor est eterio. Meam me cum ludit virginitas, meam me detrudit simplicitas. Oh, oh, totus floreo, iam amore virginale totus ardeo. Novus novus amor est eterio. Sile Philomela pro tempore surge cantilena de pectore. Oh, 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 totus florio, iam amore virginali totus ardeo, novus novus amor est eterio. Tempore brumali vir patiens, animo vernali lascivies. Oh, totus florio, iam amore virginali totus ardeo, novus novus amor est eterio. Veni domicella cum gaudio, veni, veni pulchra iam pereo. Oh, oh, totus florio, iam amore virginali totus ardeo, novus novus amor est eterio.
Ending with one of my favorite selections from the Carmina Burana, The Tempus Est Jucundum. And we began with Oxefabus Aureo, Ecce Gratum, and the Tellus Flore. Just a few final words, that the manuscript of Carmina Burana contains no legible music notation at all. There are just some squiggles underneath the text, and we know that some of the melodies that have been applied to the poetry should be, because there is sections of the poetry that are excerpts from previous songs. And there's about 30 to 35 of these. The Tempus Est Jucundum, I don't know of any melody, and I have a feeling that probably Thomas Binkley wrote that melody.
Maybe one of the troubadours or trouvères came to him in a dream and sang the piece to him. It could happen. Thank you so much for being with us again today on Continuum. We have really enjoyed preparing this program. This is a period of music that I absolutely love, and we're talking about actually doing a program of Carmina Burana, and we'll let you know when we plan it, where it will be and when. Again, thank you for being here, and we look forward to having you join us again next week here on Continuum for another hour of early music. Stay well.